Hey, this is Mac, co-host of the Greatest Mixtape Podcast, back with another episode of Deathbed Dave. Let's go. Exterior, nursing home, parking lot, day. Dave pulls into the parking lot in his new car with the windows down as James Brown's Get Up Off of That Thing blares from the speakers. He pulls into a parking spot and steps out of the car. A group of four elderly women playing cards outside look at him and shake their heads. Interior, nursing home, day. Dave walks by Gleason at the front desk. Gleason, nice car, Dave. Dave, thanks, homie. Gleason, homie? Interior, nursing home room, day. Dave is sitting in a chair next to a bed. Norm, an elderly man with an oxygen tube in his nose, is speaking. Dave is looking at pictures of tropical vacation resorts on his phone and not paying attention to Norm. Norm, and after my wife died, I didn't have anybody. We never had any kids. We tried, but it wasn't meant to be. Dave is still looking at his phone. Norm looks at Dave and sees that he's not paying attention. Aren't I paying you to pay attention to me? Dave continues to look at his phone. Yeah, sure, Norm. Norm, then put your fucking phone down. Dave is startled and drops his phone. Sorry, Norm. Dave picks up the phone up the floor and puts it in his pocket. Dave continues. What were you saying? Norm, never mind. Dave, seriously, Norm, I want to know. Norm, it's too painful to go through again, and I'm tired now. Dave, what would you like me to do? Norm, just leave. Dave, okay, see you tomorrow? Norm, fine. Norm closes his eyes as Dave walks out of the room. Interior, doctor's office, waiting room, day. Dave enters and approaches the receptionist, who is seated behind a plastic sliding window. Dave waves to her, and she slides open the window. Hi, is Val available? Receptionist, you mean Dr. Alderson? Dave, yeah, sure. Receptionist, do you have an appointment? Dave, no. Receptionist, are you a patient? Dave, no. Receptionist, and who should I tell her is here to see her? Dave. Dave. Receptionist, Dave who? Dave, Dave the good listener. Receptionist, what is this regarding? Dave, our shared love of meeting people in cemeteries. Receptionist, listen, I don't have time for your games, and neither does the doctor. Dave, okay, just please tell her I'm here. Receptionist, she's very busy, it could be a while. Dave, I'm in no hurry. Receptionist, then have a seat. She closes the window and Dave sits down in the waiting room and picks up a magazine from a table. Val eventually enters the waiting room to find Dave having a conversation with a young couple. She stops to listen before greeting Dave. Dave, so you've been trying to get pregnant for 5 years? Woman, yep, and nothing was working until we met Dr. Alderson. Dave, wow, that's great. I'm really happy for you guys. Man, thanks. It's been a tough road, but we're finally here. Woman, we can't believe it's actually happening. Dave, did you decide on a name yet? The woman notices Val standing in the waiting room. Woman, oh, hi, Dr. Alderson. Val, hi, I see you've met my friend Dave. Woman, yeah, we sat down next to him and just started talking. Val, really? You're a little younger than his usual target demo. Dave, I don't limit my conversational skills to any one age group. Woman, oh, what do you do for a living? Dave, I'm a crossover companion. Woman, a what? Dave, a crossover. Val, will you excuse us while we step outside for a minute? Val motions for Dave to follow her. Woman, sure. Nice meeting you, Dave. Dave, same here. Good luck. Dave and Val walk to the waiting room door. Interior, hospital hallway, day. Dave and Val step out into the hallway and Val closes the waiting room door. Val, you make friends everywhere you go? Dave, pretty much. Val, I'm glad you came by. Dave, yeah, so I was hoping we could get together. You know, the whole dinner and a movie cliche. Val, forget that. Let's do something a little different. Dave, like what? Val, I'll surprise you. I'm working tomorrow night until about 8. Meet me at the Dark Horse Tavern? Dave, on North Highland? Val, that's the one. Dave, all right. I like it. Val, and brush up on your heavy metal. Dave, heavy metal? Val, see you tomorrow. Val smiles and goes back into her waiting room. Interior. Nursing home room, evening. Dave is standing at the side of a bed holding the hand of Janet, an elderly woman. She struggles to keep her eyes open as she speaks faintly. Janet, I think I led a good life. I tried to be a good person. I went to church on Sunday. With his free hand, Dave looks at his watch and makes a wrap it up motion with his hand. Janet continues, and now I'm ready to go to heaven. Dave mouths Janet's words and nods his head sarcastically. Exterior, nursing home parking lot, evening. Dave is walking to his car when Gleason approaches him. Hey, hotshot. Dave, hey, look, it's Paul Blart. Gleason, think you're funny, huh? Dave, I do, actually. Gleason, I know what you're up to, Dave. Dave, what am I up to? Gleason, don't give me that. You know what I'm talking about. Dave, Gleason, I have no idea what the fuck you are talking about. Gleason, the money. Dave, what money? Gleason, Phil's money. Dave, Phil's money? What does that mean? Gleason, I know what he kept in that trunk, and I know you took it. Dave, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I didn't get any money from Phil. He died before I could invoice him. Gleason, bullshit. I know you got his money, and all I have to do is prove it. Dave, prove it? What, do you think you're a real cop now? A horribly misguided cop, by the way? Gleason, you can't talk your way out of this one, asshole. Dave opens his car door. Have a good night, and good luck trying to be a big boy cop. Dave gets in his car and tries to close the door, but Gleason steps in closer and stops the door from closing. Gleason, I'm going to get you, deathbed Dave. Dave, go fuck yourself, Gleason. Dave slams the car door shut, starts the engine, and drives away as Gleason watches. Interior, Dark Horse Tavern, night. Dave enters and sees Val waving to him from the bar and walks over to her. Dave, hey. Val, hey, glad you made it. Dave, I've been by this place a million times but never stopped in. Val, well then, you're in for a treat. Dave, is this where the heavy metal comes in? Val, yep, follow me. Val leads Dave to a back room with a stage and a live band. Dave, oh cool, who's playing tonight? Val, you are. Dave, what? Val, it's Meddlesome Night. Dave, what's Meddlesome? Val, it's heavy metal karaoke. Dave, you've got to be kidding me. Val, oh no, it's real and we're doing it. Dave, I need a few drinks first. Val, then get to it. Interior, Dark Horse Tavern, night. Dave is on stage with a band singing Walk by Pantera. He finishes the song, jumps off the stage, and sits down at a table with Val. Val, Pantera, solid choice. Dave, one of the few metal songs I know. Val, you didn't do too bad. Dave, thanks, although I probably won't have a voice tomorrow. Val, ah, just have another beer, you'll be fine. Dave takes a drink from a bottle of beer. Dave, what about you? What are you going to sing? Val, well, I could do the expected and sing a Joan Jett song like every other girl that gets up there, but that's not my style. Dave, what is your style? Val, you'll see when I get up there. Dave, you like surprising people. Val, that's what I do for a living. I surprise people, usually in a good way. Dave, usually? Val, not every couple that wants to have a family gets to have a family. Dave, I think those are the type of people that eventually end up hiring me. Val, could be. Maybe you're helping the people that doctors like me couldn't. Dave, I never thought of it that way. Val, I think there's a reason we met in that cemetery. Dave, it's starting to feel that way. As the band finishes playing a song and a man jumps off the stage, the DJ calls Val to the stage. DJ, okay, up next is Val. Val, please come to the stage. Val, looks like it's my turn. Dave, let's see what you got. Val stands up and walks onto the stage. She grabs a microphone and winks at Dave as the band starts to play Enter Sandman by Metallica. Val, this one goes out to my buddy Dave over there. Val points to Dave and he raises his drink to her as she starts to sing. Dave watches and shakes his head at her with a smile. Interior, Dave's bedroom, morning. Dave wakes up and sees Val sleeping next to him. He rubs his eyes and quietly gets out of bed and walks to the bathroom and closes the door. Val hears the bathroom door close and wakes up. She's only wearing a t-shirt and begins looking for her clothes in the room. She doesn't find them and opens Dave's closet just as he opens the bathroom door and sees her reaching into the closet. Dave, what are you doing? Val is startled and turns to him quickly. I'm cold. I was looking for something to wear. Dave walks quickly to the closet and reaches in. Val, sorry, I wasn't trying to... Dave, here you go. Dave hands her a robe and closes the closet. Val, thanks. I'll remember to never open your closet ever again. She puts the robe on. Dave, I'm sorry. I'm just embarrassed. This place is such a mess. Val, I've seen dirtier places. Dave, give me a chance to clean the place up and you can open up any door you like. Dave moves close to her. And besides, I wasn't expecting company last night. Val, well, maybe you should be more prepared in the future. Dave, I can do that. Val, where are my clothes, by the way? Dave, out in the living room. Val, oh, that's right. Things started moving quickly when we got back here last night. Dave, yes, they did. They kiss. Dave, come on, let me make you some breakfast. Dave puts his arm around Val and leads her out of the bedroom. He glances over his shoulder at the closet on his way out. Okay, that's it for this episode of Deathbed Dave. Thanks again for listening. I'll be back next week with another new episode.